America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
Legacy Diamond and Gems invite you to see their special display, Great American Gems, showing gemstones mined right here across the United States, featuring Montana Yogo sapphires, rare Utah red beryl, and a variety of beautiful gemstones from Arizona, California, Idaho, Maine, Montana, Oregon, and of course, Wyoming. Great American Gems, see them now at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Do you or a loved one have concerns regarding medication dispensing? LifeLink of Sheridan County offers a system that dispenses medications at pre-programmed times in pre-filled cups. Plus, this dispenser alerts when it's time to take medication and will contact a caregiver if a dose is missed. For more information, call LifeLink Sheridan County, 307-751-9348.
Want to recap the weekend and check out the photo galleries, video interviews, watch the rodeo parade if you didn't get a chance? Well, you can. Visit the Everything Rodeo recap page on SheridanMedia.com, presented by Range. You'll see thousands of photos from this past weekend and week. Video interviews, you can watch the parade again if you didn't catch it. Just go to SheridanMedia.com, click on the Everything Rodeo recap page. It's brought to you by Range. Live your West life.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, July 13th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dettymore and Office Manager Stephen Dow. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm really happy you guys are here. It was a really long week, wasn't it?
It was. It's been a long summer already, it feels like.
Teresa, is it technically, when is it technically kind of over for you guys? Is it after the boot kickoff, or you got people spread out all over town all week long?
Yeah. We're running, because we have a lot of people who stop into the office. Yeah. So we just stay busy, and then we were going this year right into Canada Forum. So it's just going to stay busy.
Wow.
But it's good.
Yeah. Stephen, get close to that mic for me, buddy. Now, because we're going to talk in detail about the candidate forums.
Yeah.
But you're the one compiling the questions. You're kind of getting it from the public. You're putting it all together.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going good. I think we've gotten fewer questions from the public than I would expect. I think we've maybe heard from 3 or 4 people.
Wow, really?
But yeah, our committee met last week to kind of go over those questions and then develop additional questions. We only got about halfway through the process. We're going to have another meeting this week. So if you do have questions that you haven't submitted yet, please send them to me, and we will consider them later this week. So there's still time, but yeah.
And it's one of those situations where someone might be thinking to themselves, well, someone's going to ask it. That someone, folks, is you. So the best thing to do is to not wait for somebody else to ask the question that you're curious about or a subject that you'd like to bring up. Get those questions over to Stephen Dow. We're going to make sure that you've got his email address, contact information before I let them go for the day, because this is important. This is the point, in my opinion, where the rubber really meets the road. You're going to have these candidates up there talking directly to the public, answering questions directly from the public. This is how we get it. All right. Coming back to the boot kickoff, how did everything go?
Really well. It was a fun night. We had, a little 5-minute rain delay.
Was there?
Oh, yeah. Lightning hit and thunder struck pretty quick. And we were like, cops showed up and said, "You, if you give it 5 minutes, it's going to roll right through." And they were spot on. It was a 5 minute, like they were good. So I really appreciate them coming out too and talking with us. But we just waited for a little bit under metal tents, which is awesome. but it was good. You know, sometimes there's just, this is life. This is what we're doing.
Why does everything have to be made out of aluminum? Right. What is going on? Well, it's good to hear that it kicked off really well. Pun completely intended.
Right.
So when we look at this, how many people were participating this year?
We had actually everything filled up really quickly in all categories. And then we had a few swaps because when that rain did hit, there's a lot of families who took off because they weren't sure. On the radar, it looked like it was going to rain off and on for the rest of the night. So we probably lost a good portion of the crowd, at least half. And then,
oh, goodness.
But a lot of the people who were competing stayed. And then some that didn't want to stay anymore swapped out, but we had waiting lists even of people who wanted to do it. So we were still completely full on everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what's full? 300?
We probably had over that.
My goodness.
It was fun.
That's a lot of boots in the air, my friend.
We had, 20 in each category, I think, is what we had. But just, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's amazing. How about the stick horse barrel races? How'd that go?
It's adorable. A lot of little ones out there running the barrels, and the rodeo came out and helped us, rodeo queens. And so it was a lot of fun to have them out there. And even parents could go run with their kids. So it was good. It was so cute. Great.
You know, having the rodeo queens out there, it's just, it's inspiring. So you might have a little rodeo queen running her first little stick horse barrel race.
And, exactly.
Now she's inspired and she wants to go for it. I think that's just amazing having those girls
and,
out
and
there.
Not to plug shared media, but go look at Clint's pictures that he's got on your guys' website because they're really cute. He got some good ones. Yeah.
Adorable. All right. Now, how much did the Chamber Award overall this year in Chamber Bucks?
About $1,300. So quite a bit goes out in prize money. And in fact, in the women's category, we had someone defending her title, Megan Sessions, and she did it again.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty fun. That one is actually really funny to watch because they get so competitive. And it's like this group of women who are there every year, and they get going after each other. It's fun, though.
See, a lot of people would think it's the boys. No, it's the
girls. Nope, it's the girls in the boot kickoff.
Yeah,
yep.
That's amazing. I like to hear that. Is it technique? What do you think her secret is?
It is technique, and she's
got it figured out.
Well, she's been athletic since the day she was born, too.
There you go. Combine the two.
Yep, she played soccer and everything else, too. So a lot of old soccer players were out there.
Boy, that's pretty rough.
But
you're out there thinking, today's my day, and then you watch the soccer pro show up.
Actually,
like, dang it.
Some of the best was we had a group of 13 to 17-year-old boys who were track runners who had a track shoe with them to keep them grounded, and then they grabbed Susan Bigelow and Melissa Butcher were both there. And so they grabbed both of them because they had them compete. And they showed them quick how to kick a boot. And we had to video it. It was so funny because Susan's like, if I'm going to go do this, someone's going to show me how to do it.
Right.
So they were, all the technique. They were like, you put it here on your foot and you got to ground this one and fling it. It was pretty fun.
After all the laughs, all the joy that comes out of that event, but there's also so much work that goes into it. Once it's all kind of wrapped up, you pack in the last tent into the building and you drop it off. Is there a big breath afterwards, or is it just kind of a collective chamber? Okay, guys, on to the next thing.
A bit of both.
Yeah, I was going to say it's both. Yeah. It was big breath and then drop it all the night before so you forget it. And then you walk in the next morning and Steven goes, okay, so what am I putting away so we don't die tripping over all of this stuff?
Well, and everything was wet, too, so we had to spread everything out all over the office to get it dry, and it was a bit of an obstacle course.
Including the tent. The tent was all spread out.
Yeah, in there, everything looks like it's under tarps that just have your name on it. I think that's pretty funny. How long did it take to dry it out?
Oh, you know, a couple hours. It was dry.
Not long. Good, good. All right, now, when does the YO Rodeo officially come to an end?
Saturday night.
Would have been Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But folks can show up at the chamber, and you can get a memento that is pretty big. I know when it comes to certain events, Tommy loves to collect certain posters from certain events. He's had for years. Now, is collecting a commemorative YO Rodeo poster, is that a thing? Like, do folks just waiting in line at the door?
Yeah, so there are definitely certain people who come in every year to get one. There are also just people who come in for the event who just want to pick one up to remember it. But we still have quite a few of them at the office. We do sell them for $30 a piece. We haven't had a ton of people pick them up this year. So certainly if you want to remember the last week, it's a great opportunity to come in and pick those up.
I think it's a great opportunity for anyone who was visiting. Maybe they're still here. You want to take something home. And Stephen, how big are these? Are these like movie poster size?
I would say movie poster size. They're quite large. Yeah.
So you can go down, you can get one of those little plexiglass kind of frames.
Mm-hmm. You could.
And you could put that in there and it's yours forever. Yeah. I think that
they're and they're really cool. Yeah. If you haven't seen them yet, they are really neat this year.
Is it kind of like the old cowboy Art Deco type of?
It is. I love that. For the 250th, look. They did have an old school drawing.
Yeah.
It was, they're
that
really neat.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it really kind of, I don't know, there's something romantic about that time period where movie posters were painted as opposed to being either computer generated or just a photo. You know, I think of the old, like, Gone with the Wind. Movie poster.
Yeah.
And I say that, and everybody here, I saw your eyes light up. You guys remember that movie poster too, don't you?
We're dating ourselves too, but that's okay.
Just a little bit, a little bit. All right, Stephen, when can folks come pick that up?
Anytime. During our regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., they're available, and I'm happy to get one to you.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have them rolled up?
Nope, we just have them laying flat.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think I would roll this one.
I wouldn't.
How they've got them. Yeah, I wouldn't plan on rolling it if you do have to, if you're thinking you'll get it in a suitcase.
Yep.
Yeah.
That might be.
Just try to roll. Keep it flat if you can.
Okay. Now, just as a reminder, no chamber lunch.
No chamber lunch this month. So don't show up because we're not there. You can come to the office and see us and we'll talk to you.
It's just too busy.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it would have normally been last week, like right in the middle of rodeo week. So it's just, we couldn't make it work.
No. Now, what can attendees expect from August, though?
August, we are going to have a healthcare panel. We'll be talking about some of the mental health going on in the new behavioral health unit up at the hospital, as well as some programs out at the VA. Hopefully, I think talking to NAMI, I don't know if we've confirmed that yet or not, but just how, as an employer, what resources are out there for your employees, how to do some training for your employees as well. But it's such a big factor. And, you know, I was just talking to a friend of mine who's down in Cheyenne, and he's a therapist down there, and he said, so many people just need to take a day and be with themselves.
Yeah.
And just, you know, hang out, take the day off, take that personal day and really take care of yourself. Because he said, people nowadays just run from one thing to another. And we feel that in the chamber world all the time.
Yeah.
And then having families and everything else on top of it. He's like, people really need to start focusing on their mental health and how important this is. So we're going to talk a little bit about this with employers and some of the benefits of it and with your employees and how to manage that a little bit too.
And I think that's fantastic because being a business owner, so stressful, you know, living on the edge of a knife all the time. And I don't know if I could do it. I've never owned a business. And honestly, my peace is one reason why I don't. it's just the idea that, like, you have a passion and maybe you have a widget or maybe it's a type of product that you want to sell, whether that be like tires, kitchenware, whatever. You know a lot about it. You want to help people. It's great mix. Okay, so I'm the tire guy. Now I'm going to go sell tires. And there's all the other aspects of owning a business that comes with that. You might be the tire guy, but now you got to be the bookkeeper.
Right.
You got to be the manager. You got to be the schedule. You got to be the tax man. You got to be so much. It's a lot to be a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so stressful. And then on top of that, you got to think about your employees. What condition are they in? Are at the top of their game? If they're not, what can I do to get them there? There's a lot to it, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. There's a definite fear of burning people out.
Yeah.
And making sure that they're taking care of themselves as well. So very much, it's very prevalent all over.
Even as a chief executive officer yourself, mm-hmm. I mean, the chamber is busy. Like you said, people coming and going, one event after the other. We're just jumping from one to the other to the other. How do you keep an eye on your folks?
So it is funny because I just argued with Jody about leaving the office because she's a diehard too, where she will just stay until the work's done. Doesn't matter if she's working 50 hours a week. And so she said, I knew she was over on hours because I'd been watching, paying attention. She was there with me. I knew what my hours were. So I said, you've got to leave the office at least by one. Well, I'll leave at three. No, you're going to leave them one. But I'm trying to, I don't care. Like it will still be there Monday. You can answer the emails on Monday, but you've got to get out of here and go breathe and play with the dogs and, you know. So it's hard sometimes because you have dedicated employees. I think a lot of people in Sheridan have that. I know of one employer who requires that they have to take their vacation for all employees. They have to take at least half of their vacation they get every year because they'll have employees who will just work straight through and take the payout at the end of the year.
Yep.
They said, no, you will burn out in this job if you don't take it. So they're required to at least take, I think it's a week off every year, something to that effect. But it's a real, sometimes you have to put rules in place for employees' own good. And you wouldn't think you'd have to force people to take time off, but sometimes you do.
No. Yeah, so, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm one of those guys, until I started working here, until I got a wife that really puts the boot. Kickoff,
right?
vacation was optional,
right?
You know, it was, well, I'll get around to it, but it's always on the back burner. And that changed with her, mm-hmm. you know, where she's like, oh no, champ, you're taking me camping. We're going here and we're going there. And it's a breath of fresh air because you do kind of come back in with some vim and vigor, you know, that you didn't realize had been emptied over the course of the last year. And so it's nice to be able to step away for a little while, kind of turn things off. And even my news director, Tommy B, is like, don't look at the website. Don't get on the Facebook. Right. Like, stay away from it for just a little while and then come back and get caught up. Because you can get caught up on news pretty quick, but... Mm-hmm. So it is a difficult thing, and I do like to hear you've got so many dedicated people, but if you're not well, if you're down, if you're burnt out, even though you're spending many, many hours in the office, what are you getting done in those hours?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? On that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce right after this. Stick with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust invites you to the Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes.
Now through July, every eligible purchase with your First Federal MasterCard debit card earns an entry.
You don't have a card? Open an account online to start participating.
The more you use your card, the more chances you earn.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago, or prepaid MasterCards worth $1,000 or $500.
The Rooted in Adventure Sweepstakes on now at First Federal Bank and Trust. Go to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 10th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
Planning a summer road trip? Before you load the kids, the cooler, and the luggage, make one important stop first. Midas Tire and Auto's Ready for the Road event. Midas will give you a free road trip ready inspection, and you could win a $50 gas card from Farmers Co-op. We'll inspect your brakes, tires, battery, lights, fluids, belts, and hoses, and air conditioning. If something needs attention, we can often repair it the same day. And we offer money-saving coupons on oil changes, tires, brakes, shocks, and more. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
When it comes to imaging, not all technology is the same. At Sheridan Memorial Hospital, we use some of the most advanced imaging technology in the state, delivering sharper images and faster answers. From a state-of-the-art 3T MRI to advanced CT and X-ray, our technology helps your provider see more and act sooner. Walk in or schedule at Same Day Health and Imaging on Sugarland Drive, open 7 days a week, or visit the outpatient center next to the hospital. For more information, call 672-1000 or visit SheridanHospital.org.
Erie Sheridan Community, the countdown begins. The Tournament of Knights rides into the Sheridan County Fairgrounds on July 25th. Experience thrilling jousting, daring knights, live entertainment, tasty fare, and fun for the whole kingdom. Gather your family and join the adventure of the summer. This is CHAPS' major fundraiser, and tickets are on sale now on the CHAPS website. Don't miss the Tournament of Knights, where legends come to life.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're sitting with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dedimore and her office manager, Stephen Dow. Stephen and I used to work together back at the Bulletin. I'd like to say back in the day, but if it's less than 10 years, do you say back in the day?
It's getting pretty close to back in the day.
Getting close. Yeah, I think it's got to be a decade before you throw the back in the day in there. Now, one thing that we were talking about, just so you folks know, there is going to be absolutely no chamber lunch in July. But August chamber, or in August, the chamber is going to have their lunch program focusing on mental health, which I think is a fantastic subject. Get in there, folks. First off, it's great to go in there and see everybody. Secondly, you might walk out of there with more knowledge on something that maybe even you didn't realize you should be focusing on here and there. So let's talk about some chamber business after hours. Who's hosting this month?
It is going to be Cascades out. They're going to host out at their facility, so you get to just see it and do some tours.
Love that. Yes. Love it when people get a chance to do that.
So it's been a hot minute since we've been out there, so it'll be great to see some of the changes they've done, as well as meet some, they'll have some of the residents down there hanging out with people. So it is always such a fun time to hear the stories and be able to sit and chat with some of the people who live there. So it'll be a really good time.
Now, does every business host a before or an after hours? Or do they kind of step forward and say, hey, I want to do this?
They step forward. Yeah, definitely. They come forward and ask us if they can get added onto the list. And if you are thinking about it, I would recommend giving this call and getting on the list now, because it takes a while to host one. There's a lot of people that do. They've been sitting on there for even a couple of years.
So. Wow.
For business after hours. I hate saying that out loud, but it is what it is. It's a good problem to have. And it's one of those, if you have two business after hours in a month, it's not going to be the same. So
yeah,
we just keep plugging in our newer businesses and trying as best we can to get them one, as well as some of ours that have been in operation for a long time, like Cascades. They've been on the list for a little while now to host another one, and being able to have them host and show off their facility, it'll be great. I mean, it was probably 10 years ago, I think, that they hosted one, maybe more. So, yeah.
Well, that's a big list. You got to get through it. There's only 12 opportunities a year.
You know? I know.
Well, and the wait list is long, but then we'll have a situation like we had with business before hours a couple months ago, where somebody had to cancel last minute due to construction. So then we're able to plug in somebody on the list.
Oh, there you go.
So just because the list is long doesn't necessarily mean you'll be waiting a long time. We do have situations like that. So.
Well, and like you said, it is a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. And it's great because this program is successful in exactly what it's meant to do. Network, get to know each other, solve problems together, and talk.
Yeah.
And if you get lucky, you get to peek behind the curtain of some of these really cool facilities and see how they get things done. Moving on down the line, let's talk about the candidate forum. Now, I don't think I have to ask this question, but let's touch on it. Why are these important to hold before a primary? election?
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked.
Because Teresa knows.
Yep, he saw it coming on my face. You need to get out there and vote in the primaries. In the state of Wyoming, most of our races are actually determined in the primaries. So if you think I'll just vote in the general, that's good enough. Actually, most of the decisions have been made in the primary. So get out there and vote. I don't care how you vote, but get educated, which is the whole reason why we host these, is so you get to know each and every candidate. So you vote for who has your values and who's going to carry that forward for you.
Yeah. Now, I'm an independent. Mm-hmm. And so I don't get to vote in the primaries. And so as an independent, I watch the primaries very closely.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and do my thing in the general. But yeah, I think it's pretty well known for a lot of folks that, boy, the primary is kind of where it's at in this state. It's usually, I'm not going to say always, usually determined by that point.
Yeah.
So get out there, folks. Now is the time to do it. Which local races and state races are we going to be looking at here?
A lot of them. So we actually have three different candidate forums. We're going to have one on Monday, July 20th, Tuesday, July 21st, and Thursday, July 23rd. So Monday, July 20th is going to be city and county races, particularly pertaining to Sheridan County. So we got the sheriff, the coroner, the commissioners, Sheridan City Council, that sort of thing. July 21st. And both the 20th and the 21st are going to be at the YO Theater. July 21st, we have the state races and the federal races. So we have U.S. Senate, we have governor, we have all of our local legislative races, we have Secretary of State, Department of Education. So all of that will be that second day. And then third day is going to be in the Tun River Valley at the Tun River Community Center in Dayton. And we're really focused on races pertaining to that area. So we're going to have all the county people come back. We're going to have all of the legislative races that pertain come back to that event. But we're also going to have town council for Dayton, town council for Ranchester, mayor for both of those communities. So really kind of tailor it to those communities in the valley. So.
All right. That's, you got a lot of races. You got a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. To speak with candidates, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When it comes to candidate participation, Stephen, is this is all voluntary. They don't have to arrive, but a lot of them probably want to.
Yeah, a lot of them want to. So I think I reached out to 78 people between the three events.
My goodness.
Yeah, I would say around 70 have responded in some way as far as either they're going to be there, the vast majority are going to be there, or they can't make it, but they're going to send in a statement. We've had a few people do that.
Okay.
And then there's a few that you just can't get a hold of for whatever reason. But for the most part, everybody I've reached out to has said they're going to be there. They're going to send in a statement.
And this has got to be one of those situations. You know, I'm sure a lot of folks out there are saying, hey, you give them an opportunity to talk, they're going to clamber up to the stage. But at the same time, these are very busy individuals. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are farmers, mm-hmm. ranchers, producers, business owners, individuals, then that's on top of running a campaign, either locally, state, or federally. Is this kind of like trying to herd cats, get everybody in the same place as this? And I'm not saying that to be derogatory.
Right.
They're busy. They're everywhere. And we want to get all of them, not just in one forum, but hey, would you come back for another one?
Right.
It's got to be difficult.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So I mean, that's been the last month of my life, has been calling people, emailing people, and multiple times to try to get them to come. And I mean, like I said, most people have been very good about it.
Yeah.
And have wanted to participate. But yeah, it's a lot of people to wrangle.
Yeah. And I imagine, you know, most of them want this opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be able to sit up there and not just be known, but I want to answer these questions.
So I was down in Cheyenne for leadership with our leadership class in February, and State Auditor Chrissy Racines caught me when I was down there, and she said, are you guys doing the candidate forums again? And I said, yeah. And I gave her the date of what we were looking at, and she put it in her calendar right then.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know for sure then if she was going to have anyone running against her, but she has been through them, and she knows they're important and knows this is a great way to meet people up here in our community. So it was top of her mind, like, hey, as soon as she saw me, she was like, are you doing those again? Yeah. So it was great to see that too.
That's actually a good point about Christy, because Christy is running unopposed this year, but she will still be able to participate. So for the first time in a while this year, we are including unopposed candidates. They're each going to be given 2 minutes to introduce themselves, talk a bit about themselves. It's not going to be up to the level of some of those contested races as far as the time we give them. But we also realize, like, even if there is just one person on the ballot, you want to know who that person is,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
You want to know at least a little bit of what they're doing and why they're doing it. So we have four of those in the city county level and then one on the state level that are unopposed. And we'll each have 2 minutes to kind of talk a bit about what they do.
I think that's fantastic. And yeah, you're right, Stephen. I still want to know who these people are. If they're not from the area and they're running a state race, it's still going to impact my life. Mm-hmm. And I want to know where they stand on certain issues. So we can ask these individuals who are running unopposed questions.
Not no. questions. There'll just be a time for them to give a short statement.
Okay, so they're just going to be making statements. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Still giving you an opportunity. Now, Stephen, I'm running out of time with this, so let's go ahead and start with this contact information because I'm really hoping some folks get these questions in there. This is about a week away, folks. This is right around the corner. And you want to ask good, informed questions, so it maybe not something right off the hip. You want to look into it. You want to be able to say, hey, this is the issue. This is what I want to know. This is who I want to know it from. Stephen, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they can send them to me at info@SheridanWyomingChamber.org. That's probably the easiest way to get them to me. And like I said, we'll have a committee meeting later in the week to go over those.
Okay. Now, if folks want to keep up with the schedule, different candidate forums, different locations. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have that posted up online?
We have it on our website. We have it on our Facebook page. Yeah.
All right. Now, if again, folks, if you're in that situation where you're thinking someone else is going to ask the question, don't trust that to happen. You got a question that you want asked. You be the individual to do it. When people ask these questions, excuse me, just one more, and I promise I'll let you guys go. When people ask these questions, I'm sending it to Stephen. I'm not going to be asked, hey, stand up in the crowd.
No.
Let's put a spotlight on you and get you to ask the question. It'll be asked for you.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a moderator for every event so that they will ask all of the questions. Again, because sometimes we get questions in that are similar where they have kind of, they're a budget question or something along mm-hmm. those lines. And so we try to combine what people are wanting to know about into a question. If we can. And so our moderator will handle all of that. They'll ask the questions and you just get to show up and listen. And no one knows it comes from you.
There you go.
Except for Stephen and I.
Yeah. All you got to do is just send the question to Stephen and it'll be taken care of, folks. If one is similar, they'll kind of combine the two.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. One more thing. Buyer's dinner real quick, my friend. When's it going to happen?
August 4th, 3rd. The fourth is the other one. Sorry. August 3rd. Liz is listening.
Gears.
I'm in trouble. No.
All right. And what is the purpose behind this?
This is a great way to come out and support the 4-H kids and bid on their animals and see all the work that they've done all summer long, all year long for some of them, and just be able to be part of that in their lives, these young entrepreneurs. So come on out. Stop. We might be selling beverages. Might help you spend a little bit more. We do that. But come on out, see us, see the kids, and buy some animals.
Strategery.
Yeah.
All right. That's fantastic. Records have been broken over the last couple of years. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. So
I would love to see that happen again. Sheridan County, through every year. I'm hoping we do it again. I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show. It's always great seeing you guys and the laughs. Yeah. I greatly appreciate you guys for the laughs. All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Downtown Sheridan Association. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Heard the news. Conservative Frank Chapman's running for Congress. Frank's joining President Trump's fight to make America great again. So giddy up, Wyoming.
Frank rides a range at the break of dawn. Loves this land, knows right from wrong. A rancher's grit and a father's heart. He fights for us, and that's just the start. Frank Chapman's our man for Wyoming. Seal the border, hold the line. American energy, American beef. Constitutional rights, yours and mine. Conservative for Congress. That's the plan, Frank Chapman, Wyoming's man.
Protecting property rights, Second Amendment, defending our freedom. That's Frank Chapman.
Make America great, a fighter for us, Wyoming's Frank Chapman, conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming, fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sheridan County is one of the greatest places on earth to live and raise a family, which is why so many folks have recently moved to our fine communities. But this kind of growth puts a lot of stress on county utilities and infrastructure. When elected, I will work to ensure your infrastructure is upgraded and maintained for all to continue to enjoy. I'm Jim Schellinger. I would appreciate your vote on August 18th for Sheridan County Commissioner.
Paid for by Jim Schellinger. Jet skis, wave runners, personal watercraft, they're part of summer in Wyoming. But here's what most people don't realize. They're often completely excluded from your homeowner's liability coverage. Not limited, excluded. So if someone gets hurt on your jet ski or by it, you could be on your own. Iron Valley Insurance Group helps make sure you're protected before you hit the water. Visit Jessica Weaver, certified insurance counselor in Sheridan. Make sure a great summer day doesn't turn into something much more expensive. Iron Valley Insurance Group. Forged in strength, guided by compassion. Request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
They say that organized people are people just too lazy to look for stuff. Well, if you're looking to save a ton of money on used power equipment, well, come on out to Hando Service Center and Consignment Yard. Because the quickest way to make a small fortune is to start with a large fortune. So you need to start by saving a ton on consigned equipment instead. Inventory changes every day, so stop out often. Hando Service Center and Consignment Yard on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. We're brought to you by our buddies out there, First Federal Bank and Trust. And with me this morning for our second part is the Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director, Zoila Perry, and our board member and Goose Creek Polo Cup co-chair.
It's actually chair. I apologize. That's my typo.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
I get to add that title.
Yes, right? So,
like, you've got like four or five different titles when I look your name up in my computer.
It's very accurate. Just depends on what season it is.
You're everywhere. Yeah. You're everywhere. You're doing great things. I love it. Kristen Herbst, good morning and welcome to the show, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, before I get too far, one thing. I saw you on Friday.
Yes.
How'd it go?
It went great.
The First People's Powwow, one of the greatest events. I mean, that's a real crowd pleaser.
Yes. It was really good. It was a little bit toasty outside, yeah. And those dancers did a fabulous job dancing in the heat. I can't, you know, by the time you put on their full regalia, yeah, and all of that, it's not an easy thing to be performing in that heat, and they did really, really well.
That's dedication.
Yes, it is.
You know, that it's beautiful, but that's got to be super hot underneath, mm-hmm, all that stuff. And they're still out there for us. Did you draw a big crowd this year?
We did. Given that, you know, last year was cold, this year was a little bit hot, but in regardless, there was still quite a bit of people that showed up to at the lawn and watch them all perform. Mm-hmm.
Is it challenging getting that all set up?
A little bit. So we do have a committee, and we do have some Crow Nation members that are part of that committee. So they help us spread the word that, you know, we are going to be having the powwow. We do give it an appreciation amount, and then we get some water donated, and then Descending Dinners makes their meals, because we do provide that,
yeah,
for them, because we're asking them to take a day off to come and perform at our
at our rodeo festivities. And so just to make sure everybody has the same words, you know, what's expected, what they'll get. And then on our end, you know, as part of getting the permits, the permission to use the front lawn, getting, making sure we have the sponsors in line and just be ready to go that day.
I imagine the Sheridan is probably pretty easy to work with.
It is. They are.
I mean, it's tradition.
Yes.
It's got to be on the front lawn.
Yes.
And I don't want to pressure anybody, but I'm just saying, I couldn't imagine that being anywhere else. And that front lawn is so beautiful. It's great to sit in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People love dancing in the lawn just because the way the grass is, they just feel a different part of their movement and they rather come in and perform than go do something else.
And it's right out there in the open. You don't have to go far. I mean, you go from the parade to the powwow.
Yes.
It's right down the street. You can just pick the chairs up, grab the kids, head on down there. It's good to hear that everybody had a great time. How was the rest of your rodeo weekend?
It was good. We rodeoed on Friday, and then I did again on Saturday. That's the most I've done in a couple of years, so that was fun. And yesterday was a reset day, so ready to go for a busy next couple of weeks that we have going on here at DSA.
I always call the reset day day zero.
Day zero.
Day zero. And if I go on a vacation, I need a day zero, which means that we come back, I get a chance to, you know, we get all the clothes washed, get everything put away, and I get to put my butt on a couch for at least a couple hours, and I don't have to worry about anything. Mm-hmm. Kristen, how was your rodeo weekend? Did you get out there?
We always do family night on Wednesday.
Aww.
So, yeah. So that's pretty much the extent of our rodeo, and then we just kind of hunker down at home the rest of the time.
You grab the kids, you head to the carnival at all?
Well, luckily, we don't have to do the carnival. I shouldn't say that.
But from a parent's
from
point
a parent's
of view.
Perspective, yes. We go to State Fair every year. My daughter shows for 4-H, and so we go down to State Fair. And so we tell my son that he can have as much time at the carnival at State Fair, but rodeo is rodeo.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to be in the arena.
Exactly.
We're going to be watching cowboys and cowgirls take the ride. And of course, you know, the food. That's the one of the big issues for me. I can't stay away from fair food.
No, it's so good.
Ugh, man.
Fried.
Yes.
Delicious.
And it's got to be one of those situations. It can only arrive once a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I would have to go get like some sort of artery flush.
Yes.
So I don't even know if that's a real thing.
Yes.
Probably not.
It would have to be.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about the third Thursday Festival. How have those been going off this summer?
Oh, my goodness. Crazy.
Really?
June was just amazing. We knew that the Bighorn Trail Run was that weekend, and it always draws extra people.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, there was more people, and I don't know where they came from. other than the just our community, but then I mean, there was people from Canada here that we haven't seen in a while, so now they're starting to travel coming back to the States. So that was good. We sold out on booths, so we are completely sold out for the month of July. We have limited space for August, but and we still have some availability for September, so it's just getting bigger and bigger, and so it's just crazy. I'm like, I'm
good,
speechless.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's good crazy.
Now, let's see. How long have you been down at the DSA?
I've been with DSA for over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen?
I would say 5, 6.
No, you're like 8.
Oh. See, look, she's giving me
eight.
Way more credit.
Yeah.
I was talking about how I've been in this job for 3 years, and everyone was like, Floyd.
Time goes by so fast.
It goes by so fast.
Yes.
Especially when you're doing things that you love. Now, how have you seen this grow over the last couple of years? Because, you know, everybody talked about it. When I started this position, everyone's like, you got to touch on Third Thursday. It's a huge it's a huge event here. But now, my goodness, it's the event.
Yes. So we do see more people just attending, you know, bringing their families down, whether they just moved here or they have friends in town, and they bring them, they'll schedule their family reunions around it, where they're coming, you know, bring people in. But then just different vendors. I mean, we've had some vendors that have started, have been there since I started 10 years ago. But then we just have rotation of new members that are coming in from like Colorado. They're just either driving by, but then more local ones. As I mentioned last month, you know, we had Wild Stitch who did their Thursdays last year. And then she went into a brick and mortar store and then she expanded. So that's what we want. We want to make sure we have local vendors that can see themselves being on Main Street too. So we draw a lot of people. It's just been crazy. And of course, this year with our political season, we do have quite a few political booths out there. But then also just new nonprofits, new businesses in town that are here and they want to try out their Thursday because they know it draws a lot of people to our community, to our downtown.
And Kristen, bands, performances take place at Third Thursday. I know that's not like a new thing, but it feels like it's more energetic.
Definitely. So who was the last one? Was it Sidetracks? Last month? They did a phenomenal job. It was just a lot of 80s, 70s kind of rock. So a lot of fun just because you don't hear those songs so much anymore, you know, on the radio. But what is it? Groove Stampede is I haven't heard them. I'm not familiar with them. So I'm sure it'll be just as good this time around.
So not only do you get to go from booth to booth, and as Aaron Linden used to tell me all the time, I'm only going to make it 3 feet in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know everybody. Mm-hmm. And he's got to get caught up. It was a very social event for
very
him
social.
To see everybody out there. And everyone with their families. And it's kind of just, it's like a community festival.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and it happens once a month on the third Thursday of each month. So make sure you head on down there, folks, especially if you haven't done it before. I'm going to move on to the Goose Creek Polo Cup.
Yes.
That's the big one coming up. July 26th. I can't believe it.
Is a Sunday.
My goodness. It's already here.
It is here. Well, I mean, isn't it? We get to rodeo and summer's gone.
And
half of summer's gone.
Yeah.
So, and then Goose Creek is shortly to follow. So after that, we might as well just put our kids back in school because we're back.
Yeah,
so frustrating. But
the thing about the Goose Creek Polo is when I moved here and into Sheridan, I didn't know polo was even a thing in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. It's a huge thing here. Mm-hmm. I got an opportunity, thanks to you ladies, to talk to one of these gentlemen.
Yeah, Mr. Will.
Professional polo player, flies in every year. This is the real deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So luckily, we get the field donated by the Johnston family and the Flying H Polo, and that's where it's held at, is the Flying H Polo Club. So it's $20 a carload. Gates open at 3, and we do kids' foot races at 4, and then games start at 5. And so it's typically we have like some of the highest, I don't know how, but like some of the best polo players in the world always compete at this cup. So it's so much fun. Bring your friends, bring your family. We'll have food trucks out there and just lots of socializing and, of course, drinking and fun and sun. I'm sure it'll be hot.
It's been a little warm.
It's been
this
very
year,
warm.
It?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
It's just one of those situations where you don't think cowboys, polo.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
But at the same time, how could that not be a perfect connection?
Mm-hmm.
You know, an event with horses and a competition between, you know, sportsmanship, ridership.
Horsemanship. Well, you're at the base of the Bighorns and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah. And I'm sure. Yeah. These guys might have an opportunity to play in some big field somewhere with thousands and thousands of people. But I imagine even to the players who fly in, this is a very unique experience and opportunity for
and
them,
I mean,
too.
Yeah, and of course, like, luckily they, you know, keep the grounds so green and lush that it just really amplifies that beautification. So
how do I get tickets?
Well, you don't need tickets. That's the beauty about it. So you just show up, and it's $20 a carload. So bring your friends, family, $20, get you in, and, yeah, just enjoy some polo.
Now, I don't need to go all redneck on you, but can I tailgate at a situation?
Absolutely.
There you go.
We encourage the tailgating, Floyd.
There you go. You can grab your tailgate kit.
Absolutely.
Grab your food, grab your beverages, grab the kids, throw the chairs in the back.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole afternoon.
Absolutely. Yep. Exactly.
All right. Now, one more thing. Crazy Days.
Yes, that is coming up. So save the date. It's going to be August 6th, 7th, and 8th. And this year's theme is the 80s.
Oh, so
it
cool.
should be fun.
I can already hear Steve Sisson screaming from down the hall. He loves the 80s.
Yes.
he absolutely adores me, and I know why. He got himself a keytar. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Stop.
I've never seen one in real life until he brought it in. It's amazing. Oh. And he plays it really well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he said that, you know, because he's a keyboardist. Probably one of Sheridan's best, if not Sheridan's best. He's one of those guys that plays multiple keyboards at a time, and he wanted a keytar.
Wow.
How has nobody picked him up for a band?
Oh, he's in bands.
Oh, he is?
He's in, yeah.
He was in
yeah, he's in a few.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He's
oh,
okay.
Pretty, yeah, well, and he's doing 90s at 9 right now.
Well, yeah.
The guy loves music, and I'll tell you what. He's a person.
I'm going to need to see that keytar, though.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Ladies, I want to thank you so much for popping in this morning. It's always great seeing you. I'm glad the weekend went well, and I'm hoping, Goose Creek
it'll be great.
Packed to the brim.
Come out. It's so fun.
Exactly. Make sure you're taking something to drink, though, folks. It's going to be a scorcher. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Biden and the radical Democrats spent recklessly, raised your taxes, and tried to shut down American energy. Their EPA went after Wyoming ranches and farms. The result? Record prices and inflation. Conservative Steve Friess has a plan to make life affordable again.
People ask me, why does everything cost so much? It's simple. Politicians tax too much and spend too much. As a businessman, I know the value of a dollar and how to balance a budget. Take it from me, we can cut spending. Politicians just have to try. In Congress, I'll tighten government's belt. We'll cut outright fraud and keep taxes low. And more energy production means everything costs less.
Steve's plan? Lower taxes, less regulation, stop the fraud, end the reckless spending, produce more Wyoming energy.
I'm Steve Friess, and I approve this message because I want to keep your money in your pocket.
Paid for by Friess for Wyoming.
When someone you love starts needing help, everything changes. Suddenly you're worrying about rides to appointments, meals, chores, and making sure they're okay when you're not there. That's what Synergy Home Care is all about. Real support, real connection, real dignity. From senior in-home care, companionship to memory care, and hospital to home support, and specialized home care, it's care that works around your family. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com or call 674-HOME. That's 674-HOME. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
I'm your digital pro, Kim Commando. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE. KROE.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of the 99-cent soda.
Give the gift of security to someone you love. LifeLink Sheridan County provides alert systems that work 24/7 from home or on the go. And we're managed and operated right here in Sheridan. No long-term contract or cancellation fee. For more information, we're just a phone call away. LifeLink Sheridan County, 307-751-9348.
Packing for a vacation? Not so fast. Enter Sheridan Travel and Tourism's Wyocation Staycation Sweepstakes and you could win an unforgettable local adventure. Explore the Bighorn Mountains with an experienced guide. Stay at a Spiro Wigwam cabin. Enjoy horseback riding. Catch a movie and cool off at Kedrick Park Pool. Then celebrate with ice cream from Scoops. Your next great vacation is right here at home. Check it out and enter daily at the contest page.